This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
And I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Continuing on theme, really, with just what's happening in the world today.
Rachel is back in a closet, and I'm in
sure
a couch
am.
Fort. Just to give you a great visual for this episode.
Mm-hmm. In houses across the country. What a world.
Today's topic, you could call it apt if you want to.
Yeah, it for sure is.
Today's topic is stuck.
Stuck.
Which you either know or you don't.
Right,
I feel like you have stumbled across any iteration of this term and you very much know the whole scope of it.
Yeah. Or not much to it.
Yeah, or you've never heard of it. But basically it's exactly what it sounds like if you're expecting the worst from mainstream porn. Mm-hmm. Basically a woman gets stuck. Typically
yep.
a woman, although you yes. can bend the genre as we will today.
A female protagonist.
A female protagonist. Protagonist being a generous term. But a female protagonist gets stuck in like a window or
a closet. Under a bed.
Under a bed. In her hand stuck in a sink is one
yeah.
of the more famous stuck videos.
Uh-huh. Up a tree.
Maybe her hair gets stuck in a window and therefore basically like any ideal positioning that immobilizes a woman with her ass sticking out.
Yeah.
That's what we're really going for. That's the visual we're contemplating here.
Ass face down, ass up. Stuck.
yeah. That's the dream.
And then someone, usually a stepbrother or a stepson.
Quite often stepson, stepbrother, stepdad.
Uh-huh. Because it's better when it's someone that shouldn't be doing it.
It's better or it's most common?
I think it's better. I think it's better. It adds to the taboo factor. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, you know, better is lives on a spectrum, but in this case,
right.
we're talking in terms of increasing taboo and therefore
yes.
the tantalizing aspect
uh-huh.
of the video.
Or a stranger, I guess, would be interesting too. But it's like if you're in if a stuck porn is happening, like you don't want it to just be like the female protagonist's boyfriend.
Yeah, because there's nothing special or thrilling about the event
no.
in that case. I mean, let's just dive right into the psychology of this.
Let's do it.
I read a great article.
I think I read the same one.
Was it on Medium?
Yes, it was so good.
Yes, about dubious consent.
Uh-huh.
Yes, so this writer, Emma Austin, who I only just discovered researching this episode and who I now am a big fan of. She writes a lot about like sex and porn and actually just put out an article about how to consume Pornhub ethically like 3 days ago. She put it out like right before I found this article that's called What Stuck Porn Taught Me About Dubious Consent. So we are mm-hmm. using a term that I believe she coined. She says that she thinks of stuck.
It comes from the world of erotica, she
yes,
says.
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, it comes generally from the world of erotica, but she applies it to stuck porn.
Yeah.
That's, she says she thinks of stuck porn as dubious consent role play,
mm-hmm.
Which is to say that the deliberate scenario in a stuck porn is there's not really consent there, but it's
right.
enough. It's enough that it takes away some of the rapey vibes, I guess,
yes.
is a decent way of boiling it down. Also, she put it really well in that she was like, I was really wary of this search term. And the more I watched, the more I saw that it was like self-aware and silly.
Yes, yes.
And of course, that's not true of all of the stuck porn out there. But it's definitely true of the porn that we picked for today from the mainstream side.
It's not supposed to be simulating like sexual assault.
Yeah, like it's self-aware enough to be like, usually the female protagonists are given enough agency to be like, oh goodness, what are you doing? Oh, like, maybe oh, I'm into
on.
It.
Yeah. And then they turn out to love it.
Yeah, then they kind of get into it. So it's,
and then they're like, oh, you're just gonna leave me here?
Yeah.
I loved when she pointed out that she was like, it feels like the kind of thing that comes through like your horny imagination when you're just like sitting and daydreaming and like thinking about nothing.
Yeah. Like she's like, you're sunbathing on a roof and you're like, what if two strangers just came up and fucked me right now? And of course, in your imagination, they're hot strangers and you want them to. And she also very clearly said like, almost never would I actually want this fantasy to come true, but it's a really fun fantasy. And I thought that was a really great way of framing it.
Right.
So that, yeah, that helped because I was definitely in camp, like, wary of this search term when we first started exploring it.
Yeah.
We should also share that our producer, lovely Amanda, sort of, I think she originally pitched this idea partially because she is turned on by this topic.
Yeah.
And we picked her brain about it a little bit, and I thought she really eloquently described it as being similar to, like, your classic rape fantasy, but being about wanting to submit control and wanting to just have to give in and take something and not having to perform but to just receive, which I think is something a lot of people can relate to.
Forcibly submit to, like, a lot of times I feel like it's appealing because I'm not generally like a submissive person, you know, like it doesn't come naturally to me, but it's like, oh, it's nice to it's exciting and tantalizing to think about what if I was, you know, like the same thing that's like bondage.
Yeah. And we've talked about before that like BDSM is quite common among powerful women or alpha women, if we're talking just about submissive women specifically. Like, I can certainly, I don't think I'm a particularly submissive person, but I do love like being tied up or like acts where it is about like truly submitting. And this appeals to me. And like, I've never been a rape fantasist, so this actually feels more accessible to me because I think what gets in my way with the rape fantasy is just that it's rape,
right?
First of all,
but it's fantasy. But
of course,
tis fantasy.
But just, I think my brain just does too much work thinking about like, okay, but like, what rape scenario would be okay?
Yeah, sure.
And like the nature of rape like cancels out the okayness. You know, I'm like, even if it's a guy I want that from, then I know he's a rapist, and I'm no longer attracted to him.
Right, right.
Whereas like stuck porn, or the concept of something like this, feels like, oh, but like we're both being a little naughty, and like maybe he's quote unquote like taking what he's always wanted, and the circumstances are just allowing both of us to do something bad, you know? Like, then it becomes more of a fantasy about like, ooh, who do I want to fuck that I'm not supposed to?
Yeah.
And that's a funner game to play.
I just think it's fascinating that majority of, I feel like, women are interested in this. I couldn't really find any statistics about the search term, but I have a feeling that it would be popular with women.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it would be interesting to know who's watching this, like what the demographic is.
Yeah, I also couldn't find stats because it's also such a like sort of generic term. Like, as soon as I searched like stuck porn, all that came up was coronavirus porn, because
stuck inside.
Were like, you're stuck at home, watch porn, or just articles about Pornhub giving out premium access or people watching more porn than ever. And I'm grateful for that knowledge, but that was not what I was looking for.
I think stuck porn is hot. I was surprised. I feel, you know, along the same lines as the woman who wrote this article. I was pleasantly surprised as well by
how much I could get into this, and actually how much I found both of these porns arousing.
Something interesting also that our producer said was, she was like, I know a couple of people who have like grown up like religiously, and so the idea of like having sex and losing your virginity was like, you you can't really, if you're a horny person, there's a lot of stuff tied up in there. But it's like, if you're in like a forced scenario, there's a loophole.
She did mention a specific fantasy of like having to have sex at gunpoint. And and that being specifically tied to her faith or like religious upbringing around like virginity not being something that you can consent to getting away.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, I'm into it. I was surprised.
Rachel, have you ever been stuck?
I've never been stuck, but I have been like in a situation like like one time in a hotel room, like I was like getting ready or something and, you know, just like being like bent over and then like that is like an appealing position. I don't know. Does that count? It's like having like my ass up in underwear and then like someone having like just being like, oh, what a prime opportunity.
Don't mind if I do.
I just slip my dick in.
Yeah, if that counts, I have too. Or I was like brushing my teeth at the sink and someone was like, let's just fuck right here.
Right.
And that was
But it's
hot.
Like, I wasn't stuck.
But I wasn't stuck. Yeah. It's. I don't think it fits the genre, but it's still fun to share stories of times you had fun sex.
Yeah, remember sex? God, it's been so long.
I don't remember, honestly.
Remember touching? Oh.
What was that? What did we do when we did that? Was it with hands or feet or faces? God. I can't remember the details, but I remember it being fun to me at the time.
Right. It's so dark. It's like, it's dark literally because I'm in a closet and, you know, I am Harry Potter. And instead of me practicing my magic, I'm just masturbating, which is magic.
Do you worry? Do your parents listen to the show?
No.
Do you worry about them overhearing you recording the show from the closet, like passing by the closet and like hearing a snippet of you being like, I was in a hotel and I was bent over and that being
a little bit, but
them?
Also like at this point, it's like, listen, y'all wanted me to come here. So what'd you think I was going to do? Change my personality? Get real. Come on.
Oh, I love you.
Oh, what could I say? Do you have a showdown?
I fucking do, babe.
Let's fucking do it.
Now, I almost want to do this because it's stuck, which rhymes with fuck. I almost want to read this like a nursery rhyme as opposed to individual titles. What do you think of that idea?
Interesting.
Just read them one after the other.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Mother stuck in the sink and her son inserted a dick. Stuck in the dog door. Stepmom stuck in the stink. Don't call me your brother, you two sluts were adopted. Stuck stepsis threesome. Brunette MILF watching stuck porn drops phone and gets stuck fucked herself. Stuck and stuffed under the Xmas tree. Free use fucking, he comes four times. Stuck in the stocks, very ticklish feet. Stepmom is stuck, it's time for fuck. Teen stepsisters stuck in duvet cover and was abused in anal. Party in my ass.
Party in my ass is the last one.
And scene. Yeah,
stuck in a duvet cover? Yes. I need to know more details. Were they trying to put the duvet cover on? Because, yeah, I get that. That is traumatizing. It's a workout in itself.
My boss actually posted overheard in Brentwood, like this is just his actually like what he heard, that someone was like, honestly, the hardest thing right now is just getting my duvet into the cover. And I was like, capital P privilege.
I know, but it's hard. It is hard. So hard that someone was inspired to make a porn about it.
Yeah. Or just creative. They were like, okay, we don't have a window.
Right. And like, there's not enough space under the bed. So.
Yeah. So let's just say you're like tangled up in that duvet. Let's make this work. And you can't possibly stand up or walk away.
I do appreciate that in a lot of these porns that they're so absurd and silly, and it's like they're so obviously not stuck.
Yeah. The other thing I learned from this search is a new verb, which is stucked. Which
stucked?
Is like, yeah, like stepmom was stucked in the sink, which I originally was like, is this just a typo and someone thinks stucked is a word? But I think that it showed up a couple times, and I think stuck and fucked is the verb stucked. Like you got stucked. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean?
If you're stuck and then you get fucked.
Exactly.
You're stuck
and fucked. You're stucked.
And stuffed.
Yeah. under the, and I said it wrong, it was actually XXXmas tree, not just Xmas tree.
I mean,
important distinction. And where was that? You know, I realized that our Christmas episode,
yeah,
I fucked up because I was just searching Christmas and Xmas, and I should have been searching triple Xmas.
I mean,
yeah.
Think about all the things you would have found.
What a treasure trove I missed out on. This porn, which I haven't watched and never will. I don't need to see him come four times.
Well, maybe you do. We got a lot of time in our hands these days.
Fair enough.
Oh my gosh. Had you ever watched stuck porn before this?
Yeah. Like, I had stumbled across it and been like, do I like this? And then was like, no, this feels rapey.
Yeah.
So now I just feel better after Emma Austin's article.
I know.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Me
There's
too.
Workarounds. And actually, even after finding the ridiculous porn that we're about to talk about,
yeah,
I was like, oh no, there's stuff.
Like
the other thing that Emma Austin, there's something here. These kids are onto something. The thing that Emma Austin pointed out in her article also is that a lot of these porns are actually produced by the female porn stars themselves.
It's very true.
Not all of them, of course, but there are many of that option, which again, obviously makes me feel more comfortable indulging.
Right. Yeah, I get the appeal of like a gray area of consent. You know,
yeah,
like I don't want to have to say it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just want you to do it, you know?
Yeah. And I feel the need to reiterate to the men listening that we are not saying to do that in real life.
Oh, yeah.
This
Sorry.
Is specifically in the porn fantasy landscape that it's fun to play with dubious consent. And certainly dubious consent is something you can role play in real life.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to talk about it beforehand rather than being like, I heard chicks like gray area in their consent.
Yeah.
Rachel Napoleon told me so.
I'm going to stick my penis in you now. With no warning.
Yeah, that's not going to go over well.
No,
it's
not.
Most likely. Should we take a quick little break?
Yeah.
Okay.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back! To talk about Mother-Son Secrets 5 with
five.
Jodie West, parentheses stuck.
Four were before this. That's what
that
means.
There were four before this. Amazing. So I picked this porn because I had just finished watching Tiger King and really enjoyed those musical interludes from Joe Exotic.
Yeah.
And this porn opens with
a delightful montage.
A delightful musical montage. I would even call it like it's deliberately sending up like family sitcoms. Like,
yes. Little slow motion.
Jody West. Damon Dice.
Yeah.
T-Stone. Shay Fox.
I know. It's absurd.
Great perk to this porn, starring and directed by Jody West.
Very true.
So as we mentioned earlier, the very woman who gets caught in a window
came up with it.
Yeah, came up with it and told these boys what to do in real life so we can feel better.
Yeah. So now, yeah, we feel nice about it.
Yeah.
I have to say, I was already immediately excited because I love Damon Dice. So.
Me too. And it's like a baby Damon Dice, yeah, too. Like, he's a little bit younger.
Yeah.
By the way, we have to bring him on the show. What are we doing?
I know. We
have to get around to that. Fans, confession, Damon Dice wrote to us like early in the production of this show and like from his other handle, like his secret one, was like, I'm a performer, would love to come on the show. And we're like, totally, we'll get around to that. And then
forgot.
Like, real chumps. I forgot that's who it was. And we just got lost in our like lists of things to do.
I know. And he's one of our faves. So
Damon, if you're listening, we did not mean to neglect you.
Yeah.
Or prioritize other performers. We're big fans. Anyway, we're going to have him on the show soon. Strap in.
Yeah. Once coronavirus is done. So sit tight.
Oh, dear God.
Sit tight, honey.
If Damon survives coronavirus. Oh, God. I really hope he does now that I've said that.
Yeah, Jesus.
So anyway, this porn is a perfect example of like a self-aware, like silly video.
I mean, she's pissed. Mom's coming home. She's getting ready for her dinner party.
Stepmom specifically.
Stepmom. She's got her frozen vegetables in her.
Very important. Central to the plot, these frozen vegetables are.
She's got a dinner party later and she's pissed. She's upset with his kids, with her husband's kids. They're not her kids.
She says, if they ruin my dinner party tonight, I'm going to be so pissed off. They're so inconsiderate. I've got to get to the house. I got frozen food. She realizes she's locked out of the house and they've taken the hideaway key.
I was confused first because I was like, she's got keys in her hands. So where's the other key?
I think if you will allow me to massage the plot on behalf of Jody West, she did mutter something about like, oh, I lent them the key and they took the hideaway key. Like,
oh, okay.
Maybe she pulled the key off her ring to give it to one of the boys. And then the hideaway key was gone.
I appreciate the inclusion of the mention of a hideaway key because that would have been my first thing.
Yeah.
As a critic, I would have said, what about a hideaway key?
As a person invested in the finer points of the storytelling,
it's true.
I would have had questions. Mm-hmm. So then she opens the window.
Thank God it's unlocked.
And is trying to crawl through and her blouse gets caught. Her new blouse, which she does later say, like, don't even think about asking me to cut my blouse. I'm not going to rip it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, T-Stone comes on by, thankfully.
T-Stone and all his half-buzzed ponytail glory.
The man bun. Really.
Saunters up from outside. Important detail. He comes around from the patio side, the exterior side. We have simultaneous interior exterior here. So
oh,
this
I know.
Is advanced cinema.
It's true. Maybe it's a two-camera setup. I don't know.
Yeah. He comes and he's initially trying to help her through the window and doing some really ridiculous things, like sort of just rubbing his face in her ass.
Yeah, just
when he
like
tries
using
to lift her
his
up.
Cheek against her butt cheek, like cheek to cheek, just trying to really leverage his weight to try and get her inside.
Yeah.
He pulls her skirt up.
She's like, oh, now you're being a pervert.
And she's like, oh, really? You're going to be in so much trouble. I do have to say, she did a great job as the mom. Mm-hmm. She gave me strong mom vibes.
She's
you know?
A very believable, like, yes. Call the manager Karen style mom.
Uh-huh. She was upset.
More concerned about her frozen vegetables and her blouse than about getting fucked.
She mentioned those frozen veggies.
A lot of times.
At least seven.
She was very concerned about the veggies. She even asked. So then after T-Stone has sauntered up and sort of started doing some work on her ass, just gentle.
Pushing her from
general
behind.
General work.
Uh-huh.
Damon wanders up from the front inside the house. And he reminds T-Stone of the plan they had to do this together.
Right. They were going to do it together.
We planned some plot that like they have fantasized about fucking their stepmom.
And they're like, well,
Eiffel Tower style.
Oh, you know,
mm-hmm.
She's right here and she's available.
Yeah.
And
then he gets into those basketball shorts and starts jerking off.
Uh-huh. And then
Hazard suck his dick.
She starts sucking his dick, which is important to know. It's not like she's like, oh my God, no, get away from me. And this is important as a viewer. I don't want to see that. That's not what I'm looking for.
Yeah. It still walks the line of like, if anything I would improve about this, like I would have her have that moment of like, oh, we shouldn't, but I want to more.
But I want, yes.
Whereas
yes.
She kept the tone more of being like, oh, really? Well, okay, but you have to let me out later.
Yeah.
Whereas it would have been fun if she was like, oh, boys, we shouldn't, you know, like.
Right.
I'm doing a bad version of this.
I get it. I get what you're saying.
Sometimes I feel like we are here to elevate porn, and other times I feel like porn is here to just drag us down to its level. And the more we do this show, the more the dialogue I write into my own TV show is going to be like, oh, come on, boys.
We shouldn't, but we have to.
Yeah, I mean, like, forget in my real life what seduction feels like. It just, boy. But, so then they T-Stone fucks her from behind, and she sucks off Damon Dice, and then they switch.
Mm-hmm. They unlock the door.
Yeah, they unlock the door and just switch sides rather than freeing her.
Uh-huh.
And Damon Dice fucks her from behind, and then... T-Stone gets a BJ, Damon comes, T-Stone comes.
Yes.
And then they wander away and say, hey, do you want to
shoot some hoops? What?
And then they leave her and she's like, oh, and then she figures out she can just take her blouse off.
Right. Which I actually loved that addition.
Yeah.
Comedy. High comedy there.
She was like, womp, 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 womp. Of course. All along.
I could have just done this.
Yeah. Some choice dialogue in this porn.
Okay.
T, was that your tongue? No, maybe.
I know. I loved that.
Then get that penis out of me. Those frozen vegetables are starting to melt.
Cocoa puffies.
Yeah, so much mention of specifically cocoa puffies. Uh-huh. Part of, I guess, David's motivation to fuck her was that she didn't buy cocoa puffies at the grocery store.
Yeah.
And who wouldn't be outraged?
Yeah, I love that they just invented a cereal because they couldn't say cocoa puffs.
Yeah, just say puffies.
Yeah.
And then I heard we were having stuffed lasagna tonight.
Oh, yeah.
That's a choice line from Damon.
One, don't make a mess of the cushions.
Yes, that was on my list as well. Very important character through line. This woman cares about cushions and blouses and dinner parties.
She's a woman of appearances, you know? We get that from the moment she walks up.
Yeah, at one point she was also concerned about what if the neighbors see. So really strong character work from Jodie West here.
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I just, like, can't wait for the awkward family dinner later, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, when dad's home.
Mm-hmm. And she's got to cook dinner for all of the friends coming over. And
oh,
when
the friends are there and they're like, you look flushed, Jody.
There's tension. Something's changed.
What did you do? Did you get a facial, Jody?
Yeah,
you're glowing.
You're glowing. What's up with that?
And that's where, you know, Stuck Six comes in. What is the first four pieces of this franchise, though?
I don't know.
That's what we got to figure out.
I'll probably watch them.
Honestly, probably me too. When we come back to revisit Stuck, we'll do the other parts of this series.
I have to say, I love Damon Dice, and I love Damon Dice because he bangs, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he is a pumper.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he can fuck hard and fuck hard for long.
Wish we had a better word than pumper, because that just sounds unappealing to me, but I know what you mean, and I'm also here for it.
He's a thruster. He's like a long, like...
He's got a
like,
good long consistent good, thrust.
Yes, yes.
Got a good rhythm is maybe even the way.
It's not like a jackrabbit. It's not like too fast. It's just, it's like long, it's like... It's just hard and an appropriate pace that I know sex with him would be amazing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, I love that he's vocal. He's a very vocal performer. And that's
he
something
is.
I look for in male performers.
Yeah,
I
vocal in his enjoyment. Yes,
yeah, I want to hear the moans. I want to hear the sounds. I want to know that they're having a great time.
Yeah, because some performers are just vocal in like telling the girls what to do.
Right, and like dirty talk.
He's vocal in his enjoyment, which I really
enjoy. Yes, I want to hear.
I enjoy his enjoyment. What can I say?
Yeah, I want to know that he's like overcome.
Is it fucked up that I was like, maybe I could date Damon Dice? Like, is he in my league? He probably lives in LA.
Oh, my God. Wow.
As far as I know, he's not spoken for, although a lot of these guys are secretly married.
Shoot for the stars, babe.
Believe in your dreams.
Yeah, he's
Damon, if you're
very
listening,
hot.
I'm open to it. Slide in them DMs again.
Get stuck in her DMs.
I say again, but this time specifically mine, not just the podcast, and like, that'll be clearer. Not just a generic, which host wanted to bang
right
to girls on porn. That doesn't sound like him.
Oh, man.
We'll keep you posted. We'll keep you updated.
Honestly.
On my exploits.
I didn't hate this porn.
I didn't hate this porn either, Rachel. I really thought I picked it, full disclosure, picked it for the theme song. I was like, oh, we're going to rip into this shit. And then I was like, wait a minute, Joey directed it. Wait a minute, Damon Dice is in it. Wait a minute.
I'm wet.
I'm wet. How'd that happen so quickly? All I did was read things.
Yeah. Wow.
Escalated quickly.
I know.
My only like note for this is just that I wanted her to enjoy it more because I think there's a porn that can be, that can lack self-seriousness and be fun and silly and then also get hot.
Right.
And there's so many porns that are like stepsister, stepbrother fighting and the whole time they keep up the charade of like, I hate this or I hate you. And I feel like it'd be such an easy device fix and would like help with the whole question of consent and dubious consent.
Yeah. If there was a yes.
It, like a real shift and a real like do it harder. Like just if they started dirty talking or started really getting into it.
Yeah. Which I think the next video
achieves. Yes. Let's just move right on.
So the next video is from Pure Taboo. It's called Mom's Helping Hand, starring Kit Mercer and Cody Steele. We've talked about Pure Taboo before. Brie Mills's website
platform.
Part of the Adult Time platform. I love Pure Taboo because it feels like porn soap operas.
They're like higher production value than most mainstream porn you see. They're always super like moody
dark.
And like dark lit. They're always in these like dark moody houses.
Mm-hmm.
And then
they really
embrace in particular like family taboo. It's a lot of like step stuff. When we did our step siblings episode, it was Pure Taboo that we featured because they really lean into that and even give you a little disclaimer beforehand.
I know, which makes me feel good, you know, as a viewer. It's like, this is pure fantasy. You know, if you don't like it, please turn it off.
Please go elsewhere.
Yeah.
So did you watch the whole thing?
I almost did. I watched like 75% of it, but it is like an hour long.
Yes, it's a full hour long. I was like, you were like, first 20 minutes. And I was like, I might watch the whole thing.
I've got the time.
Kind of into this and feeling horny. And I'm just going to maybe check it out later tonight when I'm.
Right.
So yeah, I watched like the first half and then switched over.
Right.
My general rating, loved act one.
Mm-hmm.
Hated act two, loved act three.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So, synopsis.
Yes.
Son has gotten into some terrible accident of some kind. We're not exactly sure, but he's in casts.
And a sling. He's in like a sling in both of his arms. So,
yeah.
Like, his arms are strung up. He's in bed.
He's bedridden.
He can't reach the remote is kind of where we start.
And he's in a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
He's stuck.
Mm-hmm.
He is stuck. And his stepmom...
offers to help out, relieve
some stress.
Hand.
Yes, like we know that like he obviously hasn't been able to pleasure himself and she's like offers to help him out and she's like, you know, it's we didn't do anything wrong, blah, 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 blah. First time is a hand job, second time, BJ, and then all of a sudden he's all better.
And then he demands sex.
Yes.
So this is the act I didn't like.
Okay.
Because suddenly he was so aggressive.
I know. I was like, is he addicted to painkillers now? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. It was a sort of a mix of like not like over the top acting, but also like, well, we could have taken the story a different way. And sometimes Pure Taboo does this where the men just get aggressive and they're like, hey, you can't tease me like that.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to tell. So he threatens to tell dad. And initially it feels like she's not into this.
Yeah.
And then she goes along with it because he threatens to tell dad. And he's like, you can't just tease me like that. And she's like, okay. And she's like shaking and seemingly traumatized, and then they fuck. And then the sex is hot.
Yeah, because she's like, I love this. Like, I've always wanted
this. Yeah, like secretly yes, wanted it. But, like, we could have just done that without being like, I'm an aggressive 20-year-old man, right, and you're going to fuck me with threats and stuff. Like,
right.
He could have just kind of cornered her and been like, but what about that thing we did?
I just don't think, I agree with you, but I also, like, I don't think it, our performers had the capability of portraying that range.
I think it would have been an easy note, though, just to be like, you could even use the same dialogue and be like, hey, dude, don't be angry.
Okay, sure.
So I think it could have been taken out, A, by telling him, just don't do it angry. Omit the line, I'm going to tell dad, because, like, I don't feel like we need to threaten her. It could have just been, like, kind of akin to the other Pure Taboo scene we reviewed with Kendra Spade and Small Hands.
Yeah.
Where he's like, this is crazy. And she's like, I think you want it. And then he just, like, gives in eventually after some back and forth. Like, it could have been that.
Right.
But instead he was like, I'm going to threaten you and you have to fuck me.
Right.
And it just could have been, like, a more, like, we shouldn't do this. We're going to.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have made a perfect film for me.
Yeah, I also think that there could have been a moment with the mom earlier on of her being like, I want to do this.
Yeah, like, I liked the little they had that insert where she was, like, drinking wine and looking at a single sheet of paper in the kitchen.
I was like, is that his medical bill? Like, what's going on? Like, is she stressed about money? I'm confused because they live in a mansion.
Well, see, we could have lost. Also, like, where is dad? That was a big question I had. I was like, dad never comes home specifically at night. Like, they're constantly just, like, fucking with the door open.
Right.
Or just, like, giving blowjobs with the door open. I was like,
and who is the doctor? Who's the doctor? Because they just wrapped one of, like, an ace bandage around his head like a cartoon character, you know?
Yes. That's obviously just some, like, lacking production value.
Yeah.
I also love that the house, I was like, is father at sea? Because we got an exterior shot of the house at one point. It was, like, and it was on, like, the edge of a watery cliff.
Yeah.
And I was like, father's at sea and mother and son are trapped alone, left to their own devices. But, like, I actually did like the scene, like, just having a little cutaway where she's, like, drinking a glass of wine and stressed. The piece of paper was confusing, but just showing that she's, like, conflicted in an hour-long pornographic drama that she's like, oh, shit, like, what have I done? Like, slash, I'm gonna do it again. Like, it just was a little abrupt with, like, we can do it again. We can never speak of this. Like, that was just a little clunky. Like, she would suck him off and then immediately be like, we can't ever do this again.
Right.
And, like,
she offered.
Yeah, I was like, you offered and then did it. Like, it didn't occur to you halfway through the blowjob. It was specifically after he came down your throat that you were like, hey, we can't do this.
I shouldn't have offered. You didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But high production value.
Yeah. I did
very
love...
Very fun sex.
Yeah, and I loved... Yeah, the sex was great, but I loved specifically, like, the very first hand job. Mm-hmm. I never watch hand jobs in porn. Like, why, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But I loved...
Except for to be like, oh, that's a technique I should remember and use sometimes.
Yeah. Throw it into my tool belt. But yeah, I loved the awkward... kind of, there was no background music. It was tense. It was uncomfortable. And that was, like, kind of hot to me. Is that weird?
No, absolutely. I agree. Like, I sort of clicked around and I was like, this is a sustained hand job. And like, sure, okay. And then when I watched it, like, in full, really enjoyed the tension.
Yes.
I thought it was so hot. And that's why I was like, I'm gonna watch this whole ass thing, baby. Because it actually felt like... the tension in, like, a really good movie with, like, strong chemistry and strategic shots that, you know, make the bodies feel scintillating. And all of that was happening. Like, the way they built tension in this was really strong.
Yeah, they did. It worked out well.
And, yeah, I watched a hand job and was like, oh, damn. Like, was digging it because I was aware that it was going to, like, build to more and was excited to, like, give it space to, which is rare. I'm usually like, let's just click around and get to the fucking.
Well, they get to a point of, like, no return, right? Where, like, he gets, like, lost in his lust or his feeling. And he's just, like, instead of being conflicted, he's able to orgasm.
Yeah, there was an arc within the hand job, which was really lovely. This is the kind of porn you want to curl up with a glass of wine and watch this.
Just like she did.
This is a quarantine porn because you got time.
I mean, what like else are you going to do?
Yeah.
You got an hour to kill. Watch a full-length porn. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And may we suggest Pure Taboo or Adult Time.
Mm-hmm. Great performers. And as we said, moody lighting, soap mm-hmm. operatic type content.
Yeah.
Although with less, like, breaking glass and throwing things. Although right. there is a certain amount of high drama. I mean, you're really right to qualify it as, like, the soap opera of porn.
It is.
Yeah.
It's dark and it's
just doesn't feel like it's shot dramatic. On a three camera stage.
No, it's definitely not. The sound, I dare say, is better than a soap opera.
Yeah. And the people are as attractive, I would
yes,
argue.
They are.
Very attractive performers, yeah.
And guess what? They get naked and they have sex. So, like, isn't that what you all want from a soap
isn't
opera anyway?
That all what we're hoping a soap opera will do.
Yes.
I know I am.
Oh, guide my light, you know? That wasn't good.
I also had a note here about the music.
Yeah.
Because it felt like Downton Abbey or Dances with Wolves. Like yeah. It was very moody, like strings and like maybe a lute in there.
Uh-huh.
That's when I was like, oh yeah, Dad's at Sea. Like it mm-hmm. felt like there was a sweeping epic nature to it, more so than...
Yeah, we're not sure of time and place, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But either way, I'm interested.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
Both of these are in my spank bank.
I know, me too!
Yeah. Fucking Damon Dice and some Damon goddamn Dice and some fucking basketball shorts will do it for me. Shoot hoops any day of the week.
Both of them really did the job for me. I was like, okay, maybe I'm into stuck porn.
Yeah, and I already watched Mother's Helping Hand in full and masturbated to the second half. So let's be honest.
I mean, come
big
on.
Big Monday night.
It was great. They had great sex.
Yeah. I got past, I was watching it and like basically stopped during the scene where he was being aggro so that I could come back, finish that, and then be like, okay, this is hot. And I don't have to worry about his weird,
I clicked
like,
through
need
that.
To be alpha. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, but once he was like out of the cast, I was like, where are we going to go? And then he was yelling at her and I was like, no, fast forward.
Just
and then he was
sucks.
Going down on her and I was like, oh yeah, that's what I'm here for.
Here we go. Yeah.
And she was like, yes, it feels amazing. And I was like, oh, it looks amazing. So I believe her.
Hot. Talk about awkward family dinners.
I know. Can't wait to go have mine after we finish this podcast.
Oh, dear God. Now I'm thinking about your father who spanked you at dinner with you. Not talking about porn.
Oh, quarantine is fun for everyone.
Oh, boy. Boy, is it not ever. But do your best, folks.
Yes.
We're wishing you all safety and health and as much happiness as you can muster during a very scary and uncertain time. And we love you all. Thinking about you.
Yes. We hope you're staying sane and staying healthy and masturbating because it boosts your white blood cells.
Immune system. Yeah. It's honestly the only thing that we can relevantly recommend. So
we did it before and we'll continue to do so.
We'll do it again and again. Get to masturbating if you haven't already. Thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern, that's porn without the O, or on our website at girlsonporn.com.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already.
And if you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, include your Insta handle and we'll post it and tag you, expressing our abundant gratitude.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.